Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
It's an early one for us. 8:30 right now.
Yeah, 8:30.
We don't typically record this early, but no. We hustling. So.
Yeah. I mean, normally we have other stuff to do in the morning. It's not like normally we record later in the day because that's when we get our free time where we can do stuff like this.
Yeah, true. But now we're more flexible.
Exactly. No. But it's good for me. I have to get back used to it. I have not crazy late, but I don't have that much to do at the moment, or I don't have a like current internship and stuff, so I do a lot of my own stuff. Waking up as early isn't always as necessary because I can do the stuff I need to do also later in the evening, all the work I have to do. Doesn't really matter when I do it in the day, but truth be told, there is a good thing about waking up early and having a lot of the most time with the sun and everything.
For real. I love the morning light. It's also just generally a lot more peaceful and quiet, and like especially when you wake up before the rest of the world wakes up. It's like a moment of calm.
100%.
I've had the same problem. Like, I've been having problems waking up a little bit earlier because since I started training for the marathon, I've been prioritizing my sleep a lot more. So I'll like, if I can sleep in, I will sleep in. Like, it's part of my training. Like, I need to.
Yeah.
But even now, like, even like I've taken like the last week off of the last week break from marathon training because I was traveling, and I'm just like, I can't wake up early. Really? Even though I'm not running, like, I'm really having problems waking up early. So when I have like an appointment like this in the morning, that like where somebody else is also like there
expecting you, it helps.
Exactly. It definitely, it keeps me accountable. Like, okay, like I gotta wake up because otherwise I'm a jerk, you know? Like,
yeah, same.
I'm
no, that's
reliable. And that's I want to be a man thinking of my word.
That's why, I mean, we not as early as today, but yesterday we recorded a podcast as well at 9:30.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And I've got someone, we talked about this last episode, someone for the heating is coming again tomorrow. exchange the parts that need to be fixed, and he's coming.
So is it broken?
Yeah, there's parts broken, which is good because then it doesn't mean I'm just crazy.
You listened to the last week's episode. You know what
when he opened it and he went like, yeah, like first of all he said like the sound, like, oh yeah, the sound is quite annoying. I was like, okay, good. Mm. It's not just me being moany and being like, that was too loud or something. You agree with me? And then there was actually something broken as well. So everything's got to be get fixed tomorrow. Mm. So I'm really happy. He opened up the heating and like there was no problem. He's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know.
Goddamn.
So yeah, but yeah, exactly what you're saying. Just giving yourself certain appointments in the morning is a good way of making sure you wake up early enough.
Yeah, and that kind of leads to anyways what we want to talk about today. And that is how to balance your work life just on the daily, you know, just like your day, how do you balance it? Because it's quite cool, actually. I have a old classmate of mine reach out to me a few times and kind of ask me advice about how to like efficiently, let's say, organize your life, let's say.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of cool because people see me on Instagram and they're like, oh damn, that's pretty, like, this man knows what he's doing. So they reach out to me. So I always like, I'm always happy to kind of help out and stuff. And then I figured, yeah, he asked about how to balance his work life on the daily, and I figured let's do a podcast episode because it's actually a really good topic, and I imagine quite a few other people would also be interested in, I guess, 100%. Hearing some tips or hearing how we do it at least. Yeah. So, yeah, just starting off with that first point, like, you know, start the day, you know, start your morning correctly, start doing things right away, just because there's no time to waste, to be honest. I think that's the main key when it comes to organizing or balancing your work and life is your time management, because you have like 24 hours in a day, and let's say you sleep 8 hours, right?
Yeah.
The rest of the time, like, you've got enough time to just do what you need to do, but yeah, also do the stuff that you want to do. It's just a matter of like how much are you sitting around wasting time and commuting or whatever.
100%. I think I always realized like if you complain about time, it's always but you're not achieving anything. I always think you're not using your time efficiently enough, because I feel like everyone who's complaining about time, that they don't have enough time in the day, they are doing so well in life, because they're act like if you use your day to the maximum, there's so much you can get done. Like, it's crazy actually how much you can get done if you use your time efficiently.
Well, that being said, let me ask you, how do you use your time efficiently? How can you make sure of that? Because it's easy to say, right? Like, yeah, use it, like, you know, don't waste time. Okay, but how do I prevent, you know, like an hour from just gone to waste? What do you do that? What do you do against that?
Well, I try to, like, if I know I have a busy day and everything and I want to really be efficient, like, scheduling is really important for me. Like,
same for me.
Well, first of all, just the fact of being knowing what to do, like you overlook stuff so easily sometimes, stuff you want to do and that is important. So just having it in front of you, maybe in your calendar or whatever, is key for me. And also like the time frames, kind of already trying to give yourself a time frame for certain tasks, saying, okay, this is gonna take this long, this is gonna take this long.
Exactly.
Because normally there's also this phenomenon of you have a task and you can probably do it in an hour, but if you give yourself 2 hours, you'll fill those 2 hours with the same task.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's like also when you know you have a deadline and you have a time pressure to finish an essay, you'll finish that essay within, let's say, 4 hours. Whereas if you know you have time, you'll gladly take those 2 weeks to just stretch out the work.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't work as efficiently. So that's a thing I've realized, trying to give yourself somewhat of a time frame.
Limit your work or how much time you put into your work.
Also it's also partly prioritizing how much does this task actually deserve in time. Like if it's a simple task, let's say, where maybe there's no real difference in quality. Like, I don't know, cleaning your room.
Throw the trash out.
Throw the trash out. Like, obviously, try not to, like, I don't know, leave trash behind or something. But, like, it's a simple task, let's say. Like, stuff like that shouldn't take too long.
But there's a theory. There's, like, a method. I can't remember what it's called exactly. But it says that if there's anything that you need to do that takes under 2 minutes, just do it directly. Just do it. Take the trash out. It takes 2 minutes. Just do it, you know?
I have to work on that, because it makes a lot of sense. Because, I mean, obviously, if you're in the middle of working or something, maybe don't break your, like, thinking flow or something. If you're, like, I don't know, writing an essay and you're just in the zone in that moment. But if you're, like, literally just... you're not doing anything, or you're walking from one room to the other and you haven't started your next task already, let's say, and you're like, okay, there's trash here or whatever, just do it right then and there. Because I've got this problem, to be fair, that I always think, oh, I'll do it later, or like, I don't have the time right now for it. But exactly what you say, it's just 2 minutes, and it building up and then just like staying there normally causes me more inefficiency and more annoyance than just doing it in that moment.
Exactly. I mean, here's the thing. A lot of, like, just continuing with the trash example. When you realize your trash bags are full, it's because you probably wanted to throw something away. So you're not really, like, studying or anything. You're looking at your trash and you're already standing. You could just wrap it up and throw it away. It takes 2 minutes. And I don't understand how people will either continue to try and, like, smush down the trash and they're, like, struggling to, like, throw away their trash because it's not fitting in the plastic bag. Or they will wrap it, take it out, and then, like, put it in the hallway or something like that, instead of just throwing it away directly. That I don't get, because it'll take 2 minutes to throw it away, but whatever. Moving on. Scheduling. We said scheduling. We said start your morning right. Another thing is just screen time. I don't want to be the guy that says get off your phone. because I spend a lot of time on my phone, and especially for like work and stuff. But you got to control your screen time. It's so easy to scroll mindlessly on Instagram and TikTok. And I mean, I know people that even set like screen time limits for certain apps on social media, like an hour a day they want to spend on Instagram maximum, but they'll still like, they'll just turn off the alarm and then they'll continue using it, you know. Which kind of defeats the purpose, but whatever it is. But yeah, it's just, if you're able to minimize your screen time a little bit, that helps a lot.
I fully agree, because it's always the times when I'm like, exactly what I have right now, where I have work to do that is more free. I'm not bound to any time frames. I don't have to be anywhere. Suddenly you're like, yeah, you see yourself ending up on your phone a lot more, because if like, I don't know, on Monday I had quite a full day with a few appointments and everything, and I didn't have that much time to prepare for certain things or whatever. My screen time was extremely low because I just purely didn't, I couldn't allow myself, because I didn't have the time. So I forced myself. Like, if you have a full calendar with like appointments, I always feel like I'm quite lucky, because it forces me to be productive.
I think the toughest time. That's the same for me. If I have a full day of activities planned, I'm way more productive than I am if I have nothing planned.
Exactly, 100%. But also, like that being said, the days where you're like, I don't know, for example, you have to write an essay, but you've got like a Saturday, and you know, okay, I've got like my week's busy, I've got to use this time to write. But you don't really have anything planned. Maybe you're going to the gym or whatever. But other than that, you kind of have your Saturday pretty much free to do this essay. Yeah, that's just when your mind drifts and you like, you don't feel the pressure as much, and you just like, I don't know, you're not as concentrated. I that is for me as well really tough to like not just end up on your phone again every now and then, and these every now and again moments actually add up to quite a lot in the end. So, and I actually haven't found a proper solution to it yet, and my way of going about it at the moment is just like trying to truly cut down on my phone consumption every day, so I don't feel the need to as much to go on it. It's not about like just getting myself busy, because I want to get to a place where like I even though I don't have a busy day, I don't feel the need to go on my phone the whole time, because also there's a sense of like, I feel like consuming content on social media could also be quite an efficient thing. There's certain things you want to see that are cool and whatever, but there comes this point in browsing through Instagram and TikTok where I don't think I'm gain, like there's no gain anymore. It's just like filling my time and I forget what I see anyways.
Yeah, there's definitely a fair share of content that just doesn't do anything for you on social media. Yeah. So it's
so
that,
and
yeah, you're right on, like,
and be if you find like
what you watch.
If you, it's when you, when I've gone through the stuff I like I follow the people I follow, for example, and I've seen that stuff, or maybe that people that like topics are related to it. Interesting, I've seen it. I'm maybe motivated. Maybe I follow people that like motivate me. Now I'm motivated. I see what they've done, etc. But then I go down this rabbit hole because I see another post that has nothing to do, like doesn't interest me really. And then instead of only looking at one post, I'll keep looking at other posts and other posts, and I actually don't care that much about it. That's like stuff that I find quite tough, to be honest.
I mean, a simple solution is also to just put your phone in another room. But I find that even that sometimes doesn't work for me. What I find works for me is, this might sound a little corny, I'm not going to lie, or a little like, okay, Mark, you know, like, that's how it might sound. But I take great pride in just overall, generally, in all aspects of my life, being a good man.
Yeah.
Being a good man. And in my opinion, a good man sticks to his word, protects and loves those that are close to him, and does what he needs to do. You know, and I'm not going to be some like millennial teenager that just complains about all the time how he doesn't have time to do his stuff or whatever. You know, like, Mm. Like, hey, I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna do my stuff right now because that's who I am.
Mm.
Like, I get shit done. Like, that's the kind of mentality. Like, I get shit done. Mm. That's what, like, kind of separates me from the rest of the pack. It's very, like, I feel I kind of sound like Andrew Tate right now. I'm not gonna lie.
No, but, you know what it is? It's a sense of maturity, and I think a lot. It's yeah. something, especially in our age frame, where like around like from 18 to 20 something, where people mm-hmm. grow up more, not just grow up from teenage years, but actually more to an adult. And it's a fact of like, if you look at your parents, or people in our age. If they go to work, let's say, they don't have the luxury of complaining and not doing their shit. Once, like, if they had a bad day, like, for example, if they had a bad day at home or whatever, like, something, mm-hmm. they don't have the luxury of going into work and complaining and being like, I don't feel like it and whatever. They've got to get their shit done.
Exactly.
And this mentality of, like, being like, okay, I'm even if, like, you're not doing that great or, like, something annoying happened in the evening, or I don't know, just getting your shit done and not having the luxury of doing it is like a mindset of like someone who's quite grown up. You know how like people in uni are always like, I don't feel like it today and whatever, I'm just gonna chill and stuff. Imagine your dad like, or whatever, he went into the office one day, or like had to go to the office one day, and then he wakes up in the morning and is like, oh, I don't really feel like it. I'm not going to go to my meetings. I think I'm going to do my work tomorrow. It's like how people go like, I'm not going to go to my lectures today. I'm not going to do my work today. I'll do it tomorrow.
Bro, honestly, like, when I think about that, if I were to see my dad, like, act that lazily, which he's never did in his life.
Yeah, no, my dad never.
Like, oh, I don't feel like going to work. I'm going to stay in bed. Me, I'd be like, that's not very impressive in my eyes.
Yeah.
But, like, that's why I'm so glad as well that my dad never did it. I think I get this from my dad. Like, show up every day, regardless, no matter what, and do your stuff.
100%.
No excuses, no bullshit.
And the thing is, exactly that is just part of growing up and getting that mindset of, like you have to come, almost get to a point where you have to, like, this switching. There's a switch in, like, even if it's a shit day, even if you're complaining, you're just going to do it and...
Yeah.
That's it. There's no real discussion to be had of like, I don't really feel like it.
Yeah, but here's also the thing. It's literally, it could be as easy as just flipping a switch. It could be that easy. Anybody could just flip the switch and do everything that they need to. Of course, it's a little hard.
In theory, life is very easy. In theory, life. There's most of the times in life, if you just truly stay on the theory, everything's very easy. Every discussion, every problem you have, there's normally quite a simple solution to everything, every problem you have. But in real life, for yourself, it's a bit different. Yeah. But for me as well, I'm just saying is like the thinking of how simple it actually is makes me kind of break it down a bit more and be like,
yeah,
it's not that tough. This is more than possible. This is not a problem I should be having such difficulties with.
Exactly. Enough people before me have done this task and are still below me, so I should be able to do this as well. You know, like it's like that. Otherwise,
getting back
moving on to the next point.
Yeah, the points. Well, we have scheduling. Screen time.
Start the morning early. Schedule your stuff.
Screen time.
Mindful of your screen time.
Yeah.
And just sit down and do your stuff.
Mm.
Now, what I find has made the quality of my day-to-day a lot better is being aware of what I give my attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically which people I give my attention to, because there's some people, no shade, that will talk hella bullshit.
Mm.
The drama, whatever, you know, here and there, it's all stuff that's like not important at the end of the day.
Mm.
And people like that, I kind of try and like not give my attention to. not give my energy to, because that's just unnecessary. That's not needed. It's not gonna increase my quality of life. Don't get me wrong, I do like to engage in a little bit of gossip sessions here and there, because who doesn't, you know? It's always interesting. But to actively engage in certain things is just sometimes not worth it.
Yeah, 100%.
Sometimes not worth it. And just like what the thoughts that you like put through your mind and the people who you surround yourself with and what they talk about, they have an influence on you. So if you have somebody that keeps talking about how much money they want to make and what they're going to do to make their money, probably you're going to start coming up with ideas too. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have somebody that's talking about other bullshit that's not exactly important, then it might be a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, that is going back to like the people you surround yourself as well. It's just like their mindset and the way they live their life affects you. It's what is it like the five closest people to you affect who you are and what you do, kind of. That vibe, there's this whole discussion about that. Yeah, no, 100%. I think I also kind of have that for my next year of uni after when I go back for my last year of uni. Because I will have to see how much I surround myself with certain people, because they are like they're my friends. It's a lot of fun, but I'm unsure in how far they may be. Like, I wouldn't call it pulling me down, but I don't get enough into that working mindset. I'm kind of get pulled out of it a lot, and that is never when I same with you. When you say stuff like that, that's never to be disrespectful towards them. It's just for yourself. That's not what you need, and you need something else to work, to be productive. So same for me. So I will probably have to look on that once I go back to uni, to have a think of like how much do I spend time with certain people or a group, because does that help me in the things I want to achieve in that year of uni? I mean, with that being said as well, I think something for people who start out with getting more productive and they're like, maybe they're starting quite low with their daily routine. There's two types of people. Some people are able to just go from like cold turkey zero to 100. They just do it straight away with everything. But I feel a lot of people benefit from, instead of over working themselves with like, I've got to do this and this, maybe choose two or three tasks only for the first day, and if you get that done, that was a good day.
Yeah.
And you do,
yeah,
and then you add on to that instead of doing everything at once, adding on top of your like what you've already achieved, certain rhythms, routines and workloads.
Yeah, I mean, it comes to like prioritizing which tasks need to be done today. You know, if I have a presentation due tomorrow and after tomorrow, I'll just do the presentation that's due for tomorrow, and then tomorrow I'll do the presentation that's due for after tomorrow. And then it also comes to, okay, what do I do now with my free time? Because we've talked a lot about now how to like organize your day to be efficient, but we also have to talk about how to balance it, right? So if you do the first tasks and organizing your day and scheduling everything properly and being mindful of what you pay your attention to and so on, hopefully you'll have a little bit of time during the day where you can do something that you would like. Typically, I imagine for most people, that is the evening.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
what is important for me is the free time stuff that I do. It's important that they don't affect the next day. They don't affect me the next day. So I got to make sure that whatever I'm doing, I'm coming home at a reasonable time again. You know, I got to make sure that I get my sleep, that I do everything, my skincare, whatever, just so that I can start the next day properly and do it all over again. So that's the first thing. Just because I worked hard all day doesn't mean I get to go to the club, because then tomorrow's going to be fucked. And if you work hard one day, but the next day not, that doesn't do anything in the long term. So
yeah, I mean, I think I agree totally that I think a lot of people will have difficulties not, like, the way you do it, not drinking at all anymore, not going clubbing really that much anymore, fully, like, committing to that 100%. But I think for people who, you should take at least to a certain extent that way of thinking, so you don't get in the habit of every time, like, or partying all the time, or staying late, up late all the time. I think it's more than just only partying. It's also just the fact of go to bed at a reasonable time, what you say. Even if you don't go out, how many people stay at home, watch another Netflix episode, do that, do
for
that.
Real.
And then it's like 3-4 in the morning. And then if it's 3-4 in the morning, waking up at 7 the next day, it's not as easy anymore. Suddenly, and if you still manage to wake up, realistically, your day is plainly, it's fucked because you didn't get the right enough sleep. And there will come a point in the day, even if you're able to work quite highly in the first few hours, you will have a dip. It is, like, there will be a dip in energy because you just didn't get the sleep and rest you needed. And that can be either you going clubbing and drinking, or that can just be you lying in bed. Because lying in bed and watching Netflix is not sleeping. Like, people say like they rest, but that is not the same. And just for me, that's exactly going along that, having what you kind of say, going to bed at a reasonable time. I know when I come out of times, for example, not getting up at the right time and everything, I've been trying to go to bed at the same time, waking up at the same time. So my body, it's also like this body clock that I have to kind of reset.
Yeah, exactly. Your body gets used to sleeping at a specific time. So like when 10 o'clock comes around and 10:30, you always go to bed, your body automatically knows, okay, I'm going to go to sleep soon. Let me calm down everything and all the chemicals and whatnot. They start to balance each other out to eventually and
there's a lot that goes into it that I have to improve on, like stuff like try to turn off your light at or like the big light, like maybe only have like a reading light on at the end of the night, like stuff like that. Try to turn off the light.
I'll
phones
dim the
and
an
laptops and stuff.
I go to sleep.
Like try to put that up to the side early enough so you can rest and everything. I don't know. It's
perfect. Another thing that I've really liked when it comes to balancing my life is, especially when it comes to studying, is changing locations of where I study. So in the morning, I'll typically study from home. I'll do my work from home and then I'll eat lunch. Then what's really nice and what also gives you that, like, okay, I'm balancing my life, I'm doing stuff, like I'm going out in the world, is either like a walk or going to a cafe, getting a coffee or whatever, sitting in public, and doing my work there for a little bit. And that can also be like a little bit more of like easier work to do. Like you always tackle the hard tasks in the morning and then the afternoon it's just responding to emails or whatever, you know, easy stuff. So doing that from a cafe, having like a nice coffee or a preferred drink, perhaps a little baked good or something like that, you know, I'm just sitting there, especially if it's sunny, bro, it feels so good and you feel like an adult low-key, just super independent and kind of, it's just nice to get out in the world. And I have to say this as well, what I've realized when it comes to balancing my life, what helps a lot is, how do I say this? Preventing time waste by going from one place to the next without having to stop at home first or whatever, you know, and like, for example, if I come back from university and I want to go to the gym, it's so easy to spend so much time at, it's so easy to spend so much time at home first until you eventually go to the gym. So if you like go to university and let's say you drive with your car, put your gym bag in the car. And then drive directly from university to the gym. You save so much time and you'll be done with your workout so much earlier. And then you'll come home. Maybe you'll do a little bit more work. And then it's like 7 p.m. and you're like, holy shit, like, I'm done.
Yeah, you know? Travel time is like the time we, but just traveling is a major thing. And if you have to add in stops every time, it takes a lot out of your day. And yeah, I always feel when I have like these like really efficient days where it's also sometimes it's unfortunate the way like certain routes line up. Maybe you have to get somewhere to do something else. But if you're like,
yeah,
if those days where I don't know, you've got to go there, then to university and gym and whatever, and everything's kind of en route and you can just do one after the other. It feels very, very efficient because it's like it's on the way. I bang out a workout, shower, go on to the university, and I keep just, it's almost like this motion of like I keep walking the same direction. It's just,
yeah,
everything's on the way almost. And
I like, yeah, that.
It feels amazing.
Seriously. Like, and it's so easy to do as well. Like, typically at a gym, there's always a supermarket nearby. So if you have to go grocery shopping, just go after the gym on your way home. Stop by the grocery store, get your stuff. You know, exactly. It's just like, it's little things like that that end up really saving a lot of time and preventing like an opportunity to procrastinate.
And to be quite honest, I think a lot of people that have these problems are of time management and stuff are probably at university as well. Learning this now is very important because once you start work life, like you probably have seen it with your parents, it gets tougher with time because a lot of people, their job involves being at the offices for a certain period of time. If you don't, like, you gotta do it. You have to be there at whatever time and leave, like, probably shouldn't leave before a certain time, let's say. Or otherwise, it'll probably look bad on you. That means you've only got a limited number of hours per day anyways, on the side of that. So the better you get at now, being efficient, being hardworking and using stuff like that. Maybe one day it will not be university, but work after going to the gym. Being able to have that mindset and that idea of how to do it will help you later in life as well.
It's not just. Don't you think that if you're working a job, let's say a 9 to 5, it's easier to balance your life because you clock in at 9 and you clock out at 5, and then you have like from 5 till 10 where you can do whatever you want.
It is easier. But I feel that a lot of people though get quite tired from their work on it, and they miss a workout or don't do anything extracurricular like on the side of work. So because what I personally don't want to end up having is I'm doing my job, I'm maybe do gym, but that's it. Kind of vibe, you know, like
all I do is work, gym,
and sit around, and then I'll do the same thing the next day.
Yeah,
like that's what I mean. On the side of work and gym, which I'll probably always do, or some type of workout, still using the other hours as well to do other stuff. Because imagine if you're
for real,
like I don't want my week at the end of the day, week in, week out to be maybe I'll go to the gym in the morning or gym in the afternoon, whatever. Then I work, then I get home and chill, and you just eat and chill. Like imagine that's like everything that you do the whole week. So
I like that point. And I think especially when it comes to planning your weekends, your days off, what you do on those days off really helps determine how you feel about how well you're balancing your work and life. Because if you use the weekend to also just sit around and like, You can relax, you can chill, that's fine. But if you do that the whole weekend and then you go back to work, you're not going to feel like you're living your life properly, you know?
100%.
But if you do things like meet up with your friends to go play some sports or like the other weekend I went skiing, you know, or we went hiking one time, you know? It's like when you do stuff like that on the weekend, it really helps you detach from work and kind of and just like live your life. Remember to live your life and that's helped me a lot, you know, doing like exciting things on the weekend.
Because the thing is also, time will get, it will get more difficult to get in certain things during life. Let's say a lot of people will probably have kids at some point. Even though if you time it all efficiently and whatever, a kid will take up time. You have to spend time with your kid. It's just what it's, and that's more time taken off your time each day. So you have less time for your own stuff, let's say.
Yes.
And now is the time for us where we purely, at the end of the day, in our age group, where all we really have to worry about is ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe a boyfriend or girlfriend. But you don't have to take care of, spend like a lot of time with someone all the time, like a kid. Which is not saying a kid is a bad thing, obviously. Most people want to have a kid.
Just a preface.
It's a very beautiful thing. You know, I'm just not trying to put it that way. But I'm just saying, like, now, when you're younger, everyone says it. And it's difficult for us to understand because we don't have the experience, obviously. Yeah. We don't know how it is going to be. People who know how it is, it's easier always retrospectively to say that. But it's the same with, I don't know, when you got told in school, enjoy your time in school, you'll miss it.
Yeah.
When someone told you that, you were always like, oh, shut up, I fucking hate it. I hate my teachers and everything shit.
School was so easy compared to everything now.
Exactly.
And also everything now is so easy compared to how it'll be in 5 years. And it'll keep going like that. So
that is also something truly that does help a lot of people. Just being like, it is easy. I can do this. Just do it. And just telling yourself that it is easy and like this is no problem, that I can just do it. Just do it. Like,
yeah.
Literally just do it.
For real.
Some people really just, because people overthink. Overthinkers, they try to think through everything. Making it as simple as just do it, it's quite easy actually. It helps a lot of people as well. You just gotta find a way how you work. I don't know, maybe you can take a few things from what we said.
Yeah, I mean, it's really easy. Like, if you're, for example, you have to write an essay, don't sit down and tell yourself, okay, I have to write an essay. Mm. Sit down and tell yourself, okay, I got to write a table of contents.
Mm.
That's easy to do. It's not too difficult.
Mm.
Okay, I did a table of contents. I still got the rest of the essay to write, but my next task is just writing the introduction. Mm. And so, you know, just simplifying these tasks...
Yeah, 100%.
Makes it a lot easier to just do it, like you said, you know?
Yeah, sitting down for a table of contents and introduction is easier than sitting down for a 5,000-word essay.
Exactly.
And that is, you can break that down on so many things that it's...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, man. You know what I'm saying.
Well, I think there's a lot more we probably missed and can still talk about.
We could easily do another episode on this. I mean, this is already a longer one than typical, but
yeah,
just a lot of things to cover, a lot of different things you can do. And also, like, just because something works for us doesn't mean it might necessarily work for you. So kind of figure out, you know, what works for you, get a feel for the stuff that you want to do, the stuff that you like to do. But remember to live your life. I'm just going to say that. Remember to live your life.
I think, live your life. And I think everyone has a possibility to improve. There's no one that you can... Everyone can improve. It could be 1%, the smallest thing, whatever. You wake up 5 minutes earlier that, like, every day. Simple, like, the smallest thing, but improving is not impossible. Everyone can improve. So whatever it is, try to improve, and overall it will... accumulate.
It'll build up.
Yeah.
Snowfall and snowball effect.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, with that being said, you know, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Know What I'm Saying. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying Podcast. If you like this episode, perhaps, you know, give a shot and listen to past episodes. You know, we've got some nice ones in the chamber. Share it with your friends if you think they could also, you know, if it will be worth listening to this. And otherwise, have a great week.
We'll see you guys next week.